We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school track and field. The Harlan girls will be sending Lindsay Sonnerman to the Drake Relays this coming week, but they've had some other, I'm sure, achievements. Head coach Jenny Hamilton with us here. And coach, how do you feel about your track team as you enter in the week of the Drake Relays?
Very excited. Yeah, we've been having a great season. Doing a lot of goal setting, and it's fun to see the kids, you know, accomplish those goals and set the bar higher. And so, yeah, it's been a really fun season. You mentioned Lindsay qualifying for the Drake Relays. She'll be running the 3000 and the 15. So it's going to be a busy week. We got two track meets this regular season, and Lindsay's running twice at Drake. So a lot of positive, exciting things going on.
Yeah, what's it been like for Lindsay in those long distance races overall to get her into the relays?
Yeah, it's a huge accomplishment. She puts in a ton of extra miles, a ton of extra time, year-round training. So she definitely has earned this. But it's a pretty prestigious race, those distance races, the 3000 and the 15. They both only accept 21 runners, all four classes statewide. And so it is tough to get in. So she's had this goal since before the season began. She wanted to run 3 in the 15 at the Drake Relays, and we're pretty proud of her for accomplishing that.
Yeah, we'll see if she can maybe eventually catch Lily Denton of St. Albert. That'll be difficult. You know, that's a good opportunity to get a bearing on that when she gets ready for state. I'm sure those will be events that she'll be in later on. But who else has really stood out to you here this really first half of the season?
Yeah, I would say our middle distance to upper distance runners have made some really neat accomplishments. We keep a top 10 list, an all-time top 10 list for Harlan Community. And Ashlyn Rao has made our top 10 for the 3000. Briley Schechinger made our top 10 for the 1500. So we're working on a 4x8, we're working on a 4x4, and I'm just trying to chip away at those middle distance times.
So what has made Ashlyn Rao so good so quick for a freshman?
Ashlyn's very coachable. She wants feedback and she listens to feedback. And so, one, she's tough. Two, she's competitive. But three, she's growing up as a runner and a racer, and just learning more about her races and how she needs to attack the first half or the first lap of her 800. And she's taking that, just taking those ideas and implementing them into her races. So that's cool to see her try new things, get out of her comfort zone a little bit. One thing that she's talked a lot about is, we've talked a lot about, is not saving everything for the stretch. Everybody loves to sprint down the finish and feel really good at the end, but we can cut time in the middle of the race. So that's something that she's been focusing on, and she's really focusing on it. So that's why she's getting better, is because she is focused and trying those new strategies in a race.
So you mentioned the 4x4, the 4x8. Are those the two relays do you feel like are further along than maybe some of the others right now?
Let's see. We've got 5 weeks left of the season, and so we're taking a closer look at where we can be most competitive. And I think our mid-distance and distance relays are going to be our best shot to compete at the highest levels.
So talk about those two, the 4x4, the 4x8, you know, how they sort of evolved throughout the season, where they stand right now.
Oh, we've still got some work to do on them for sure. And so we don't know who's going to be on those relays for sure either. Both relays have about 6 to 7 girls who have ran and interchanged. And so we've got a couple meets left to just experiment and keep chipping away at times and before we make any decisions about that for a couple weeks from now.
How about field events? What has stood out there so far?
In the field, we've got Aubrey Wagner is high jumping for us, and she cleared 410 at our home meet. That was a pretty big barrier to break. So we're going again to LC tonight and hoping to clear 410 again. So at least. So that's been neat. That's a pretty big accomplishment. And she's very competitive and she wants to get better. So that was fun to see her make that goal and then raise the bar. In the throws, Addie Barrett had a good throw last week in the discus. She broke 90. That was a big barrier to break. So now she's got her eyes set on 100, and that's kind of the standard to be competitive, I'd say, at the high school varsity level. So she is young, and we're excited about her future.
You mentioned Wagner. I guess she's been one of your better sprinters as well. What has stood out in the 100 and the 200 right now?
Yeah, she loves those two races. They're a lot of fun, the one and the two, or being in those sprint relays. I'd say that speed work is helpful mostly for her 400s. We're going to need her in the 4x4 if we take a look at that down the road. But, yep, all that speed work definitely helps.
So what are some of your goals tonight when you go to Lewis Central? What are some of the things you hope to accomplish?
Definitely just keep getting better. So we should have a nice night to run. We talk about really taking advantage of the opportunities. It's a 14 team meet. There's going to be excellent competition. And so if you look at competition as a good thing, then it really can bring out your best. So we are looking for just everybody to keep chipping away, especially those 400 and 800 times, but really every event. We're very goal oriented. Every athlete has their goal going into the competition. And so just being focused, chasing down that goal, and then reflecting after the meet on, you know, how'd you do and what action steps do we need to take after this to continue getting closer to that goal or set a new goal?
Well, I hope you enjoy running in Council Bluffs, because you got a couple of meets there this week. Lewis Central and then Abe Lincoln track on Thursday night. So, Coach, certainly best of luck to Lindsay at the Drake Relays. That'll be exciting. And best of luck to you throughout this week and the coming weeks. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Jenny Hamilton, head coach for Harlan Girls Track and Field, with us here on KSOM.